Coverage of Arizona business and economic news on KJZZ is supported by Arizona-based CPA firm Beach Fleischman, providing accounting, assurance, tax, and management consulting services. More at beachfleischman.com.
Phoenix has the lowest taxpayer debt burden among the 10 most populous American cities. That's according to a new report released this morning. The data come from the group Truth in Accounting. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke earlier with its founder and CEO, Sheila Weinberg.
You've released your latest report, Taxpayers on the Hook. What were you looking for and what did you find here?
Well, what we were looking for is looking at giving the people the information they need to know how much they owe to all of the various government entities that they're responsible for. So, for example, we looked at Phoenix, and a taxpayer in Phoenix is responsible for their share of the city's unfunded debt, but also the counties, the school districts, and the state of Arizona. So we went to add up all of those to figure out if you're a taxpayer in Phoenix, how much is your overall taxpayer burden?
Now, on your list of top 10 cities, Phoenix actually came in at the best. When you look at the different kinds of debt burdens, are the kinds of things that are in that category similar across cities?
Yeah, they are. Most of the unfunded debt is related to the retiree health care benefits that have been promised but not funded that the employees have earned, and the same thing with pensions. What we find across the country is that most governments have balanced budget requirements, and I know your state and city do, but it all depends on how you count. And what the elected officials were doing were promising these benefits, employees were earning these benefits, but they were not being included in the balanced budget calculation properly.
I'm curious how Phoenix's ranking compares to previous times that you've looked at this.
They stayed the same. Of the top 10 most populated cities, they were you know, the best. We do have other smaller cities around the country that did better than they did. And we actually gave the city itself an overall grade of a D because it has a taxpayer burden by itself of more than $5,000.
Yeah, I want to ask you about some of the numbers. You found that overall Phoenix taxpayers are on the hook for $13,290. And some of the categories that you found, everybody in Phoenix would pay. You mentioned the city, Maricopa County has debt, the community college district, the state. But there are a number of individual school districts in there, which in theory, I would think that only if you're in that district would you be responsible for, right?
Well, what we found in the city of Phoenix's financial report was a schedule on there of that looked at here is those individual governments, and that the city was actually responsible for a lot of their, more than 70% of their debt. So that is why we included them in this study.
Because the city itself is on the hook for some of that, even if taxpayers don't live in that school district.
That's right.
Is that typical among cities?
Well, in some of them they are. In other ones, just other school districts aren't. It does vary around the country.
How would you like to see elected officials, and maybe taxpayers for that matter, use this information?
Well, one, I'd like, you know, elect citizens to understand, you know, how much, you know, future taxes they are going to pay without receiving any goods or services. And then I would like them to look at it and sort of question their elected officials going, excuse me, you claim that you are balancing the budget. You claimed you did balance the budget. How did we get into that debt if that is the case? And can we clean up the way we calculate the budget so we avoid getting into this debt even though we, quote, balance the budget?
Are there certain types of debt in your mind that are more acceptable or more okay than others?
Well, in our study, we do not include the capital assets because we don't think you should be selling those to be paying your, you know, bills. It would be kind of like you selling your house to pay off your credit card debt. So we're not including the capital assets, and we are also not including the capital debt. So if, you know, the government isn't, you know, incurring debt to, you know, buy a worthwhile asset, and again, you'd have to look at that asset and make sure it does have value for, you know, the citizens in the future, you know, that would be, you know, quote, good debt, similar to your, you know, your household mortgage would be good debt. But again, we're not including that debt in our calculations. We're including pensions, retiree health care, accounts payable, and other loans in our calculations.
Have you seen the amount of debt that cities in general are carrying change much over the past few years?
We see the, again, you know, the pension debt, you know, again, is the largest debt, and we just see that, you know, generally continue to increase. We have gotten a little bit of relief of that debt increasing, you know, because the pension plan assets have done better in the stock market, but overall that pension debt just keeps on going up and up. This isn't just a numbers game. People have made spending and taxing decisions based upon the wrong numbers, and we believe it even goes to harming our democracies because citizens can't trust their elected officials. And also, would have people made different voting decisions in the voting booth if they'd known that their government, instead of balancing their budget, was actually going into debt?
All right. That's Sheila Weinberg, founder and CEO of the group Truth in Accounting. Sheila, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.